there were so many analyses in this, and if you look at the supplemental materials, it just goes on and on and on. That, you know, by the time I'd gotten through those, I sort of felt like things were pretty well exhausted. The only ones that I thought were kind of interesting, of course, I couldn't do the analyses, and but I would have if I could have, was in the original paper. They also interviewed 10 professional violinists who were part of an orchestra. Now, they didn't actually conduct any inferential statistics with them. There were no analyses other than at age 18, they said that there was no difference between them and the best violinists in terms of accumulated practice by age 18. So I was able to interview 4 Cleveland Orchestra violinists, and the Cleveland Orchestra is actually one of the top 5 in the country. But because there were so few, I didn't dare run any analyses on them, because just 4, just, you know, you're not going to have a normal distribution, and it just seemed too few. But there were some interesting things that came from them that I would have liked to have done analyses on. So, for example, after they were in the Cleveland Orchestra, essentially once they had become professionals, you know, they were still estimating their amount of practice alone and teacher design practice. And at that point, they no longer have teachers, and they all marked that they had 0 hours of teacher design practice. And so I thought that was interesting, because if the claim is that deliberate practice is only teacher designed, then you also have to accept that professional violinists are no longer doing any deliberate practice. But if you accept that it can be practice alone, then you say, okay, well, it's still about current and past practice. But then you can't make the claims that all these other studies should be rejected because they didn't include teacher design practice. So I would have liked to have done more with that. And I think even though there were only 4, I do believe that it's telling that all 4 were very consistent with this. It was also interesting. This is something else where I would have liked to have conducted analyses after about age 20, which is the point where Erickson et al. Provided figures. So they conducted analyses to age 18, but then they provided figures up to age 20. And age 20 is where the best violinists had accumulated approximately 10,000 hours, which is where that came from. But right after about age 20, looking at the professional violinists, all of them, instead of this monotonic increase, all of their practice amounts started going way down. I mean, it looks like almost a complete mirror effect, going up to that point. So I thought that was also very interesting. So saying that some of this is based on the age of the group that they had and where they stopped, and if they had kept going, they couldn't make any claims about the monotonic structure of practice.